So I think anybody who's moving into priesthood and wants to know something about service, not just as a contractual or a kind of a doing or an instrumentalized thing, but that service is fundamentally about relationship, about disposition, about availability. Well, you learn that in L'Arche in the most embodied way possible, in ways that you wouldn't learn it through the conventional pathways of formation. Now, formation does do it, but I think what I would suggest is that L'Arche is a particularly distinctive context in which the kind of relationality, the kind of ministerial presence, the kind of accompaniment we get is really embodied in L'Arche. In formation, it's more complex because, you know, you have formation that takes in academic formation, personal formation, community formation, and you're often living in a community where you're not ministering within that community per se. You go out to minister. So L'Arche is quite different, but it is, I think, anybody who is preparing for any ministerial presence in any ecclesial community, having an experience of L'Arche, even if it's short term, is so significantly important. For most people, L'Arche will be an interim, a community. Now, there are some, and I have very good friends, it's a lifelong vocation. But I think what it does remind us, in terms of especially individuals who aren't cradle Catholics, that the context of interim community exposures in terms of faith development and formation that is geared towards concrete service, I think L'Arche is a tremendous place for somebody to encounter that.